Hey y'all, welcome to the neighborhood where we get all up in your business talking about self, family, friends, and finances. This is not a conversation about romantic relationships because we are minding our own business. That's right, but trust and believe, once we get that straight, the rest will follow. You know me, I'm your nosy neighbor, Inertia Justice. So go get your coffee, your sweet tea, or whatever it is you're sipping on these days, child. And let's chat. While you're at it, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and add us to your playlist. Today, we're talking about emotional intelligence. Let's dive right in with a working definition. Emotional intelligence is the capacity to be aware of, control, and express one's emotions, and to handle interpersonal relationships judiciously and empathetically. Wow, that was a mouthful. Let's try that again. Emotional intelligence is the ability to recognize, understand, and manage your own emotions, as well as being aware and empathetic towards the emotions of others. Now, I'm sure you may be aware of the two levels of communication. Verbal communication, which is the choice of words that we use. And yes, we do choose words. I know most of us started talking around age 2, so it's kind of just second nature to say what you're thinking without realizing you're actually choosing words. And then there's nonverbal, which is actually the more powerful form of communication. You see, when you talk to someone, it's not just the words that you're choosing. It's also the way the words that you choose make a person feel. Emotional intelligence helps you to connect on a deeper level, build trust, and foster healthier relationships. I know we've been mentioning building trust a lot in our chats, but that's because trust is super duper ooper smooper important. There literally is no relationship if there's no trust. Now, back to emotional intelligence. Let's take this moment to think about a conversation that you may have had recently. Did you notice any emotions present? Like maybe you were excited or frustrated or even anxious. Emotional intelligence allows you to acknowledge and understand these emotions in yourself and in others. Now, I'm a Black woman from the South. And so when we get excited and talking about something, we get loud. Our voices hit the roof. Now, emotional intelligence would kick in to let you understand that I'm not upset. I'm just excited. If you misread my excitement for anger, it might lead you to responding to me in anger or avoid speaking to me altogether. And in response to you misreading my emotions, I might do the same. This is the point where emotional intelligence makes or breaks communication and relationships. Now, another key aspect of emotional intelligence is something we've already spoken on before, and it's called self-awareness. It's about recognizing and understanding your own emotions, your triggers, and your patterns. That's what self-awareness is. When you are aware of your own emotional state, you can better manage your reaction and responses during conversation. This is how self-awareness helps you to communicate more effectively and avoid unnecessary conflicts. But it's not just about yourself. Emotional intelligence also involves empathy. Yep, another definition, empathy. Now, let me take this moment to refresh your memory on what we do here in the neighborhood in a more specific sense. I know that you know we're getting all up in your business, but one of the ways that we do that is look at words that from time to time become attached to certain emotions. And when we recognize that words have meanings and those meanings are used to help us communicate with each other, then words like obedience, discipline, and triggered doesn't simply live in a negative space, the word is able to convey a meaning that could be positive or negative depending on the actions surrounding the word. Okay, so let's just get back to the word empathy, which is defined as the ability to understand and share the feelings of others. When it comes to emotional intelligence, by putting yourself in someone else's shoes, you can better grasp their emotion and respond with compassion and understanding. Imagine this. Someone is sharing their struggles with you. With emotional intelligence, you can actively listen. Okay, let's talk about actively listening. Actively listening means that you're listening close enough to what a person is saying that you're indicating it in your body language. You're indicating that you're understanding in your body language. You may be nodding your head. You may be making eye contact. Or you can ask relevant questions about what they're saying. Or you can summarize what they're saying at certain points to further let them know that you are listening. And it also validates their feelings and it gives them that sense of support. Instead of you offering a solution, you can just create a safe space for them to express themselves and feel heard by just listening. Now, let's talk about emotional intelligence and resolving conflict. I know that you've had a disagreement or you've been in conflict because it's inevitable in any relationship. However, emotional intelligence can help you navigate this situation with grace and understanding because it allows you to step back and manage your own emotions, which means that you'll be remaining calm rather than reacting impulsively. And this means that you'll have a more productive conversation where you're seeking common ground and finding solutions that can work for everybody involved instead of pointing out things to be more hurtful to the person that you're in conflict with because you're speaking out of your own anger. I had a coworker who was constantly on his phone scrolling. He would invite me to lunch, but he'd still be scrolling the whole time I'm talking. His face is in the phone, scrolling. He'd ask me out to drinks, his face in the phone, scrolling. So the next time he invited me out, I declined the invitation. And then he calls me and says that his supervisor called him into her office and said that he was on his phone too much in meetings. We discussed him leaving the phone in his desk. Needless to say, he lost the job. His defense was there was nothing in the meeting that pertained to him specifically, but emotional intelligence would have told him that his scrolling was causing his supervisor to feel disrespected and ignored. And as a response to being disrespected and ignored, he was terminated. He later asked me, how does a person know that you're interested in what they're saying? And of course, I told him about leaving the phone in his pocket, but I also talked about, like we said earlier, practicing active listening. So when you think of conversations that you've had with friends or family members, coworkers, are you listening to understand what they're saying to be supportive, or are you just waiting for your opportunity to share what you want to say? Trust me, your nonverbal body language communicates that whichever way. And if a family member feels that you are just waiting for your opportunity to speak, it does hinder the trust. It hinders the bond when a person doesn't feel heard, when they don't feel that you care. And so remember, your emotional intelligence skills can develop and they can improve over time, but you just have to practice that. You have to focus on what a person is saying, show them cues that you're listening, maybe by nodding, maybe by making a sound gesture like, mm-hmm, oh, I see. Summarizing what you heard them say. Oh, it upset you when they didn't call you back? Okay. And when you have this type of interaction with a person that's speaking to you, it does create trust and they'll share more and they'll spend more time around you. Remember, the next time you talk to someone, try to be aware of your emotions and try to determine their emotions. Then take a moment, pause, listen actively, and respond with empathy. If you want to check your emotional intelligence level, click on the link in the description for an online quiz and find out your score and share it with us in the neighborhood. Well, that's all I got. I'm going to see you next time when we talk about the importance of career exploration with your teens. Thank you for joining me this week. You know the neighborhood is better because you're in it. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Yo Nosy Neighbor. If you love the show, leave some comments so that I can continue to bring this content. You know I love you more.